Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrock and Tommy Gester.
All right, what's up, everybody? Welcome into Sports Daily on a Monday. Tommy Gester, Brandon Zinner next to me, in for Jacob Albrock today. Max Power producing the program, the KFH Hotline, is open for you the next couple of hours at 869-1240. If you'd like to join the program, we'd love to have you by calling the KFH Hotline. You can also leave your video comments on our video stream. We are streaming live on YouTube, on X, on Facebook, also simulcasting on the 12 News Connected app as well this morning. You can also leave us your video comments and all of that. It's pretty simple to do. Just download and open the free Odyssey app. Click the microphone button right there as you're listening live. You can leave us a voicemail. It's pretty simple to do that. We can play it back right here on the air. Hope everybody's having a great Monday morning. Hope all the dads out there had an awesome Father's Day as well. Perfect weather here in Wichita for Father's Day weekend. As we get ready for a big weekend, or big week here in town, that is, for the Wichita Open, which gets going on Thursday. So a lot to get to on the program today. We have a new U.S. Open champ. We have NBA Finals continuing. And oh, by the way, the Royals continue their free fall. We will talk about all of that. Jalen Thompson, our Royals insider, will join us in our next hour as well. Brandon, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning. Yeah, we are thankful for the Prairie Fire coffee this morning. That is for sure. I mean, a busy, busy day. There's trades going on yesterday in the NBA and the MLB. The U.S. Open went a little later than we're used. We're used to. I'm traveling back from Minnesota from a nice week on the lake. So yeah, in need of all the caffeine and the thoughts this morning.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you. It was a long weekend. It was a good weekend. I got out and played a little bit of golf yesterday for Father's Day. So that was good. I enjoyed that for sure. But you mentioned the trades and off the top. That Rafael Devers trade that came down yesterday, that blew my mind. I was not expecting that. I don't think anybody was expecting that as Rafael Devers goes from the Red Sox to the Giants. And I know he was disgruntled in Boston, but still, I mean, that came out of nowhere.
Yeah, the whole thing with it, I think when you look at it from a bird's eye view, the Giants get a guy who's going to step in there, and they're a hot team right now, one of the best bats in the league at the moment, and the Red Sox get rid of a contract that they simply were not willing to pay to a guy who's a glorified DH now, making over $30 million a year. The Red Sox have all the money in the world. Why they were trying to get rid of it, I don't know. They kind of handled this whole situation pretty crazily, but yeah, good for the Giants, because Devers, he's playing at an MVP level with that bat this year.
Yeah, and they need an additional bat in the lineup for sure, especially if they want to continue to go up against the Dodgers in the NL West, and the Red Sox had a couple of holes in their rotation, so that makes sense as well. I mean, the whole thing makes sense. I just didn't see it coming for sure.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. But especially when you see the Giants pop up, like I was thinking maybe, yeah, it's going to be one of the mainstay teams that you usually see involved in the trades. And then now the Giants, we forget, are one of those teams that just kind of always fly under the radar. But yeah, with how good that NL West is. But the Red Sox, it's a weird timing for them just because of how well they're playing. They just dominated the Yankees and but yeah, they just said enough is enough. We have all these young guys, the Roman Anthonys, the
right.
Christian Campbells, the Marcelo Mayers. They're going with the young wave, and we'll see how far it takes them.
Yeah, it was a blockbuster for sure. My favorite part, I think, about it from last night was during the Sunday Night Baseball broadcast as they're interviewing Clayton Kershaw during the game, and they're asking him about Rafael Devers and facing him in the NL West and all of that. Clearly the Giants are loading up, getting reinforcements for a playoff push as we inch closer and closer and closer to the second half of the season. One team that is not, they're not executing at all. I don't care if they get reinforcements or not. That's the Kansas City Royals. We've got a lot to get into with the Royals today on the program. And our next segment, we will spend the entire time discussing the Royals and their free fall after being swept at home by the Yankees and the A's over the weekend. That's a six-game home losing streak for the Royals. So we'll dive into all of that as the show goes on. You know what, Brandon, like you mentioned Prairie Fire Coffee. We appreciate their support of the program. I'm going to tell you, the first break here in just a couple of minutes, I'm going to go get a cup of coffee. It's been a long weekend for sure.
I was surprised when I saw you walk in with no cup in your hand. It's kind of a ritual.
Yeah.
On most mornings, especially on a Monday morning. But yeah, seeing you come in with no cup, I was kind of confused. Was wondering where your mental state was at.
Yeah, I was running a little bit late this morning, and so I didn't have time to get the cup of coffee, but I promise I will during the next commercial break. We'll do that. We've got a lot of giveaways that we're going to do as the show progresses. In fact, we're going to talk Wichita Open throughout the entire week, and we'll be out there broadcasting live, by the way, at Crestview for the Wichita Open on Thursday and Friday. We've got a chance for you to win a round of golf for two plus cart out at Crestview. We've done that a couple of weeks now. This is week number three of this giveaway, and it's been huge. We've had a great response for that contest thus far, and so we'll tell you how you can win that to be able to go out and play a great round of golf at Crestview, courtesy of Sports Daily and the folks at Crestview Country Club. We'll do that a little bit later on. Got a chance for you to win some HTO as well, and so we'll tell you how you can win that also. And yeah, just get into a whole lot of it. Jalen Thompson was originally supposed to join us on Friday's program, had a conflict, wasn't able to make it. He is going to be joining us today, which honestly, you mentioned, Brandon, before we came on the air, we were talking about it. You're like, that actually probably works out better to have Jalen on today as we talk to the guy who follows the team every single day to try to diagnose and figure out what in the world is going on with this team right now.
Yeah, the only thing we're going to talk about is now instead of a three-game losing streak with Jalen, now we're talking about a six-game losing streak. And
yeah.
One that is not acceptable against the Athletics. I mean, yeah, just the team's not even fun to watch anymore, which is kind of disappointing, just the way that these games unfold. How Noah Cameron gets pulled after throwing a gem through five innings yesterday. Shockingly, the offense doesn't come through at any single point in the game. I mean, it's unfortunately the same old Royals, but yeah, the losses are just piling up now.
Yeah, same old Royals, and the frustration continues to build. You know, they had a players-only meeting a couple of days ago. That's never a good sign when the players try to do that. You know, definitely a lot of criticism on the players, on Matt Quatrero, on the coaching staff. Basically, a lot of blame and criticism to go around, and rightfully so, with this Royals team, as it's been a struggle, as you mentioned, just not fun to watch. And, you know, there was a period of time not that long ago when it was every night must-see TV. I mean, even going back to even just the debut of Jack Caglione in that Cardinals series, I mean, everybody was locked in to seeing what he could do. At this point, you know, like over the weekend, I didn't care to tune in. I didn't care to watch any of the games. I mean, I followed them for sure, but it wasn't like I'm like setting a calendar reminder, like I got to watch the Royals this weekend, because they're doing nothing to inspire anybody to want to watch them play.
And like you talked about with the players only meeting, I can't remember what reporter it was, but the late great or the great Alphonse Morris, he once said, "Winners win, losers meet," and it's kind of at that point for the Royals. And what direction they go in, it's gonna be interesting to hear Jalen Thompson come about, because now trade deadline's a month and a half away, and there's gonna be a lot of talk. The Royals were probably seen as buyers a month ago, 3 weeks ago. Are they now? Because I just don't see it.
Yeah, it makes it tough. We're going to dive into all of that. We're going to try to diagnose what happened in the A's series and figure out where in the world they go from here. We'll do that next. Jalen Thompson joins us in our next hour, so we'll talk to him about that a little bit later on in the program. But Royals talk, Brandon and I will try to have a little therapy session and figure out what in the world is going on with the Kansas City Royals. That's on the other side of this timeout. Max Power producing the program. Brandon Zinner, I'm Tommy Caster. Just getting underway on a Monday at Sports Daily. We'll be right back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's time to get back to the sports talk.
All right, let's do this thing. Go!
Sports Daily is on KFH.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Sports Daily on this Monday morning. Tommy Caster, Brandon Zinner in for Jacob Albrecht, Max Power producing the program. Let's get into the Royals. We're going to spend the lion's share of our morning today, and especially this entire segment, talking about the Royals. They are losers of six straight home games after being swept by the Yankees last week and then being swept by the A's over the weekend. And I think, Brandon, first and foremost, it's one thing when you lose to a team like the Yankees and their lineup with Aaron Judge and company, everybody there in that lineup. You take on Max Fried in one of the games, and he's probably the best pitcher in the American League this season, maybe outside of Tarek Skubal. It's one thing to lose to them and get swept at home. You don't like it, but you can sort of understand it. You can sort of justify it that the Yankees are so good. It's inexcusable to be swept at home by the Oakland Athletics. Well, not even Oakland, the Sacramento Athletics this year, who they have been a scrappy team, yes, but are they a great baseball team? No. They were, I think, 18 games under 500 entering the series over the weekend at Kauffman Stadium. This A's team, Brandon, had lost 14 straight road games entering this weekend, and then they just go and rattle off three straight road wins against the Royals at Kauffman Stadium. Completely inexcusable when you're comparing the Yankee series and the A series, but it's the reality. Here we are. The Royals are mired in this slump. They're in this losing streak, and really there's no sign or signal of them turning it around.
Yeah, there was a point just over a month ago that this team was 24-16, eight games above 500, two games back in the division, and we're saying, oh, the Royals are right to think of things. I think they had the fourth best record in baseball, and now here we are. They are now 10-21 since then. I mean, yeah, just completely inexcusable that how they have not figured how to stumble their way into five-run games on offense. It doesn't make any sense. The managerial issues, pulling Noah Cameron, he had allowed four hits, one run, and five innings on the 82 pitches. And for the second consecutive start, Mac Otero pulls Noah when, the last start he got pulled after 85 pitches in the exact same situation. They go on to lose both of those games. Yeah, just everything falling apart in every facet for this team right now. And now you get to go play two more good teams on the road, and the Rangers and the Padres, and just no end in sight for this free fall.
Yeah, I want to talk about the managerial issues a little bit because I sort of feel like throughout this entire season, even when things have not been great, I mean, during the good times, you're never going to hear anything about this. But during the bad times, even up until now, we really haven't heard a lot of criticism directed towards Matt Cutrero. How much of this do you put on his shoulders? How much of this do you blame him for it? And do you think that he deserves a larger share of the blame and criticism with all of this?
I think he definitely deserves some. When you look at just the line decisions, we're going to continue to throw these guys out there who are struggling on a daily basis. For a long time, it was Michael Massey. Don't have to worry about that anymore with him on the IL. But Salvi just continues to not produce. Most of these guys that are in the lineup every day are not producing. And just no spark anywhere in the middle of that. Maybe Jack Haglione can be that at some point. But, again, he's batting 7th, 8th for you at this point. We're so used to in these days of Royals baseball is you get to the seventh inning and they're going to win. And then in a game like yesterday, you don't even let Noah get to the seventh inning. Instead, you bring in John Schreiber, who I'm not sure if he's pitched a competent inning in quite some time now.
It's been
pretty bad. And then they have the Daniel Lynch's, Stephen Cruz, Carlos Estevez, Lucas Urseg. If you can just get it in the hands of one of those four guys, you feel pretty confident. But I just know anytime I see Angel Zerpa or John Schreiber come out of that bullpen and it's not the seventh inning yet, I have a bad feeling about this. And yeah, a lot of it, I think, falls on Cutrero. And it's going to be interesting to see how much more heat comes over him if this slide does not continue.
Yeah, Cutrero was asked about the decision to pull Cameron from the game yesterday. His quote was, he was at 83 pitches and he is on regular rest. He's had a pretty good workload and they were right in the middle of their order with three or four righties in a row. And we had a really rested bullpen of Schreiber, Zerpa, Urseg, and Estevez. he's not wrong in any of that. That still doesn't make it the correct decision. Mm-hmm. Because you've got to have a better feel for that. And Noah Cameron has been, outside of Chris Bubich, your best pitcher. I know that he got roughed up by the Yankees last week, but I mean, that's the
Everyone
Yankees.
Does.
Everybody gets roughed up by the Yankees. Noah Cameron has been stellar in his young major league career. And you've got a 2-run lead. You're going into the sixth inning. And I know that, you know, Cutrero's logic is we had a pretty rested bullpen. But until you can get it to the eighth with Ursig and then Estevez, why run that risk when Cameron is rolling along? 83 pitches or not?
80, and also a rested bullpen doesn't make it a good bullpen.
You're correct.
That's what I hate about these MLB managers. And then we're going into the heart of the A's lineup. Where has any Major League Baseball manager ever been scared of the heart of the A's lineup? What are we doing? Yeah, Noah Cameron, he should have 6 or 7 wins at this point. Instead, he's 2-2 with an ERA that is still 1.91, the best by any of the starters this year. I mean, yeah, just completely inexcusable. And rested or not, let these guys eat innings. That's what these starters are out there to do. Take that rest into an off day. I'm pretty sure the Royals have an off day.
There's not a team in baseball that probably needs an off day more than the Royals. Not because they're tired or anything like that. Just because they need to not play a game today.
Yeah.
They need to take a day off and try to get right and figure out what's going on. With the pitching, as it relates to, you said, eating up innings and all of that, we did get the word just a couple of days ago that Cole Reagan's back on the IL with the groin strain.
This is a shoulder this time.
Or shoulder. Yeah. He had a groin strain before, but rotator cuff. That's what it is. Rotator cuff this time around. Which honestly, Brandon, and I mentioned this to TJ on Friday, I'm actually relieved that he's on the IL because I was really worried watching him pitch that he just isn't good. Like, he's just not good anymore. And that's not the case. He's not right. He's injured and working his way through it. That's honestly, in my opinion, a better outcome than just he's lost his stuff and is not the Cole Reagans that we knew before. At least he's working through something health-wise, and hopefully when he comes back, regardless of when it is, he'll be healthy enough to actually be effective, and we've not really seen him be able to do that in quite a while.
Yeah, you could tell in his last couple starts before he had that groin strain, that because he had, I think it was 4 consecutive outings with double-digit strikeouts, and you're like, you're thinking this guy might be the best in the AL right now, and then the fastball velocity started to go down a little bit, and seemed something just wasn't right with him. He has the groin, comes back, maybe overcompensates a little bit for maybe his lower half, then injures the shoulder. I mean, those are the kind of things that happen when you come off of a 20-day rest. And then now here he is. He's going to get a second opinion on it, the reports are, from Andy Rogers this week. So if you're looking from the outside, I'm not sure we see Cole Reagans back before the All-Star break at this point. And maybe for the best with the way things are going anyway. But the long term for Cole Reagans, who's still so young, I think that's most important. But it is relieving to see that. Hopefully it's just the injuries and not that he just isn't one of the best pitchers in baseball
anymore. Well, the good news is that if you want to try to find a silver lining and find one area that the Royals have been good in, and that's been starting pitching, you've got a good quantity of starting pitching that is quality for the most part, that's effective. And so you don't necessarily have to rush him back or need to rush him back by any means. Let him get healthy. He came back for one start, was ineffective in that start, and now is back on the IL. Get him fully healthy. Don't rush him back, because that's one area that you actually do have. You've had success in all season long for the most part, and that's starting pitching. I do think that what makes this really complicated, I go all the way back to last September, and that was the last time the Royals had a winless homestand, September 16th through the 22nd of last year. If you'll recall, they were in the middle of the playoff push at that point. Vinny Pasquantino was on the IL during that time. We saw glimpses of poor offense from the Royals then. They were able to bounce back from that and make a run in the playoffs. Now, this is a lot earlier in the season. You've got a bigger mountain to climb, I think, with what's going on, because this has been something that has continued on all season long. But what makes this conversation really, really, really difficult, Brandon, as you're looking ahead to the trade deadline, buyers, sellers, what are the Royals going to do? yeah, they're not going to win the AL Central. They're far, far, far away from the Tigers. But even with this winless homestand, they are not out of the wild card race at all. And it makes it really complicated to try to determine what is the path going to be for the Royals. What is the strategy for J.J. Piccolo with the trade deadline? And I'm not sure that even after losing six in a row at home, that there's a clear direction, or I don't think you can really like put a finger on exactly what the Royals are going to do.
Yeah, because with as bad as they're playing, only I think two teams ahead of them outside of the wild card picture are even over 500 in their last 10 games. Everyone's kind of stumbling at the exact same point in the AL, it seems like, right now, except for the Tampa Bay Rays. They've been great. But yeah, they're only three games back of a playoff spot at this point, despite being so terrible. Whereas there was a point where they were, I think, only two games clear when they were eight games over 500. So yeah, everyone's kind of trending at the same point. I do think it is going to be hard for ownership and for J.J. Piccolo to come out and be sellers with just everything, the direction of the franchise. They're trying to get a new stadium probably within the next couple months, you would think. So how they're going to – if they will unload anybody, I don't think it's going to be one of their key guys, one of their core pieces. It's going to be a Chris Bubich, somebody like that. But it might just be a sit-and-stand pad. I'm interested to see what Jalen Thompson has to say.
Yeah, I mean, there are three clear options, right? There is buyers, there are sellers, and then there is just do nothing and hold steady. And I think even after this week, we're looking at probably a likely scenario, at least as of right now. If the trade deadline was today, they would probably just do nothing. Mm-hmm. Just stand back and say, hey, look, if we can get our current roster to win, then that's ideal. If not, then hey, we'll just get ready for 2026 at this point, but we're not going to move any of our assets, and we're not going to go broke in trying to acquire other players as well. It does make it difficult though, because you know, there you could make arguments for all three. You could still make arguments that the Royals are a couple of pieces away from being contenders. You could also make an argument that they need to move out players and try to get a return for them. Like, you can make legitimate arguments for all three scenarios at the trade deadline for the Royals. And I know we're still a month and a half away. A lot can happen in the next 45 days for the Royals to really have a good direction one way or the other. But that's what makes this so complicated, is that even though they're playing poorly, they're not out of the wild card race as of this point. They can still get into it, and you can make compelling arguments to be buyers, to be sellers, or to do nothing.
It is also interesting when you look just down the Royals roster, how many players do you have that other teams are even interested in at this point? Now, Bobby Witt's untouchable. We know that. He's probably him and I'd say Jack Hegelin are probably untouchable at this point. But outside of that, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if a team calls on, say, a Lucas Erceg, or say I don't think they would trade Michael Garcia just with at the point that he's only 25 years old. But
I mean, a lot of the players they would probably like to trade, especially in the lineup out in the field, I don't think teams are going to want. I'm sure they'd love to move Michael Massey. Nobody's going to be calling on Michael Massey.
Maybe the White Sox, the Brewers, but
right. Unless they feel like they're going to be getting the Michael Massey from 2024. But the Michael Massey from 2025, you know, that's not going to work. And he's injured anyway. And injuries are a big part of this too. Mm-hmm. We talked about Cole Reagans. Jonathan India is dealing with a shoulder injury right now. And they were pretty precautious with him over the weekend as well. So you've got players that are banged up here left and right. But at the end of the day, I mean, going back to what we had kicked off this segment and talking about, for a team that has postseason aspirations, for a team that feels like they can get right back to where they were a season ago and they can contend, what a completely unacceptable weekend. Again, you can almost excuse getting swept by the Yankees. Not great, and I'm not excusing it, but I'm saying you can give reasons why. But getting swept at home by the Athletics, completely unacceptable. Where in the world do you think the Royals go from here? Like, they're going on the road to take on the Rangers. The Rangers have started to improve. They haven't hit the ball particularly well this season, but they're trending upward. Where in the world do the Royals go from here?
It's hard to see, but I think if you go on the road here, try to go 500. Maybe you win one of these series. That's going to be a tough ask against a Rangers team that's playing pretty well right now. And then also we know about the Padres. I mean, they have one of the best teams in all of baseball as well. And then you... Yeah, not to look too far ahead, but then after that, you got to go against the Rays, who are playing as good as anyone in all of baseball. And then this team called the Los Angeles Dodgers comes to town, and then you go to Seattle, then you go to Arizona.
But to that point, Brandon, doesn't that make this weekend series that much more painful?
Absolutely.
Because you're not getting a lot of opportunities in your schedule to take on teams that you should be better than. That you should be beating. You look at their upcoming schedule, and there are a lot of juggernauts on that upcoming schedule. You mentioned the Dodgers. They already played the Yankees. This is an extremely tough stretch of baseball for Kansas City. You've got to take your opportunities when they are presented to you. And the fact that they just fell flat in all three of these games, again, I think the number one word has got to be unacceptable.
And even regardless of who you're playing, you want to win every home series. It doesn't matter if you're the Reds or if you're the Cardinals. If you have the Yankees coming into town, you still say, hey, we're going to go out and we're going to win this series. We're going to defend our home field. And for them to go 0-6 is, as we've beat to death, it is unacceptable. And it just makes the when you look at the schedule ahead, it just makes 0-6 that much worse. How they have just fallen flat at home so much this season does not make any sense with some of the best pitching in all of baseball.
Yeah.
We thought one of the two now brightest young stars in baseball with Michael Garcia and Bobby Witt. For them to fall flat against the Athletics, I think when we look back at the end of the season, regardless of where it goes, we're going to look back and say that this is kind of the point where everything turned.
Well, the Royals get an off day today, a much-needed off day, before they head to DFW to take on the Rangers for a midweek three-game set beginning tomorrow night. Seth Lugo is going to be throwing for the Royals tomorrow night against Jack Leiter. That'll be an interesting matchup. That'll be fun to watch. We don't know who the other Rangers starters are going to be for Wednesday and Thursday, but we do know, at least as of now, probable for the Royals, Chris Bubich on the bump on Wednesday, Michael Wacha pitching on Thursday. Again, you would think Lugo, Bubich, Wacha, from a pitching perspective, you ought to be feeling confident about that.
Yeah, you got to feel like we have the pitching advantage. Jack Leiter has been incredible over the last month, but Seth Lugo coming off of Cy Young season, he's still pitching pretty well, I would say, this season. Michael Wacha, he's very reliable as well. Chris Bubich has been your best pitcher to this point. You feel we can go out there and we can win 2 of 3.
Take a look at these probable pitchers for the Royals. Seth Lugo has an ERA of slightly over 3. Chris Bubich, his ERA is under 2. Michael Wacha's ERA, 3.38. Those are three good ERAs, and in the case of Bubich, great ERAs. Their win-loss record combined, let me do a little bit of math here.
It's not good.
They've got 11 wins on the season between the three of them. 15 losses. 11-15. And you've got a collective ERA. When you combine all the two, I'm just going to do quick math, average about 2.5. Is their collective ERA 11-15 with these three pitchers combined win-loss record on the season?
Unfortunately, the Royals' offensive output per game is about 2.5.
My gosh. Had a really hypothetical, really interesting discussion here. So Rafael Devers obviously was traded yesterday from the Red Sox to the Giants. Who would the Royals have had to give up to get Rafael Devers? Let's say they decided they wanted to make that trade with the Red Sox.
Well, interesting enough, thankfully, a team like the Giants, they have a little bit of a farm system. The Royals really don't. It's honestly pretty bad. So like we were just talking about, Chris Bubich for sure, probably Noah Cameron.
Yeah.
And then with the bats, like they don't want a Drew Waters.
No.
They probably want, as you brought up, a Michael Garcia.
Yeah.
And I probably would have taken it just because I want to see this team score some runs at some point. But then, yeah, you don't have starting pitching then. And
well, and I'm not saying the Royals were ever in the mix for that. But if they were, hypothetically speaking, I guarantee you that the Red Sox, their very first request would have been Jack Caglione. Actually, their very first one probably would have been Bobby Witt Jr.
Yeah.
And then Jack Caglione. And then you have that conversation. Cole Reagans, if he was totally healthy, then you would probably feel better about moving both Booba and Jane Cameron. Again, the Royals were probably never in the mix for that kind of contract. The Giants are taking on the entire contract from Devers, and the Royals are not they're not that kind of team. But it's a fun hypothetical, at least, to talk about a superstar like Devers on your roster.
That's where we are at with this Royals season. So
it's disappointing. A hypothetical what if, you know, what would they have had to give up to get Rafael Devers?
For a $31 million player.
For a $31 million player. Probably unlikely that they were ever even in the mix for that. But yeah, we're at that point of the season right now for the Royals. Let's shift gears here on Sports Daily. Welcome back, by the way. Tommy Castor, Brandon Zinner in for Jacob Albrecht, Max Power producing the program. Let's talk a little U.S. Open. J.J. Spahn wins the U.S. Open yesterday in extremely tough conditions. Oakmont is a wildly difficult golf course anyway, and then you're dealing with wet conditions, a rain delay, all of that. At one point, I was not watching. I played golf yesterday. And I came into the clubhouse after the round, and I'm like, why in the world are you watching Tiger Woods in the 2008 U.S. Open?
What How many beers did I have on
like,
the course?
Is he playing in the U.S. Open? And I'm like, no, I actually thought that they had, like, the Golf Channel on or something, and they were replaying an old one. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, the U.S. And then I realized it's a weather delay. And J.J. Spahn had a rough start to his round, but he was able to be clutch down the stretch. It doesn't get any better than, what was that, probably a 75-foot putt on 18. He needed two putts to win, and he drained his birdie putt to win by two strokes.
Yeah, just we have been absolutely spoiled of late with sports. I mean, the Stanley Cup Finals have been absolutely electric. I know now Max is perking up a little bit. He's happy we mentioned the Stanley Cup. The NBA Finals, we were 2-2 going into Game 5. Just last weekend, we had an excellent the French Open with Alcaraz winning that. Just absolutely electric. And then this U.S. Open was as good of a major as I can remember in quite some time. I don't know about you. I like watching the guys struggle out there. I'd much rather watch that than see someone go win a weekend tournament at 22 under par. It's so much more fun that way. But yeah, for J.J. Spahn to go and shoot a 44 over or 5 over, I guess it was, on the front nine.
Yeah.
And the first player to ever record a 40 in the final round on the front nine and go on to win a major. Just absolutely
electric
stuff.
And then he turned around and shot a 32 on the back nine in tougher, I think, tougher weather conditions than on the front for sure. I mean, the resilience from a guy like J.J. Spahn, which – look, I mean, I don't think unless you are a golf sicko like I am, and I think you are too, TJ I know is, a lot of people probably don't know J.J. Spahn or not familiar with him. He's a quiet guy. You don't hear a lot from him on tour. He's like nothing physical like to look at. He's not a Bryson DeChambeau or a Rory McIlroy. He's a little shorter and a little stocky and what, but he, man, the guy just, he hung in there. And when you're playing a U.S. Open in those kind of conditions at that kind of golf course, the bottom line is that you've got to try to like minimize the mistakes, minimize the blow up holes. And that's what J.J. Spahn, for the most part, was able to do the entire weekend.
Yeah, and if you watch the big tournaments, you might remember J.J. Spahn from the Players earlier this year at TPC Sawgrass. The exact same situation. He had to go into a playoff with Rory McIlroy, and there was a weather delay. He comes back from that, and then the famous 17th green, he flies the green and puts it in the drink and loses to Rory. And he said after the round that he kind of fed on that. He said, I've been through this before. I had to battle through a rain delay, and I end up losing to who at that time was the best player in the world, and Rory McIlroy just earlier this year. And then he comes back from the rain delay, and the course is eating up alive everybody from Adam Scott to Sam Burns, who had a really unfortunate ruling that we'll probably get into. But yeah, it eats up everybody, the course does, and then J.J. Spahn just hangs in there. It was like only him, Tyrrell Hatton, and Robert McIntyre who came back from that weather delay and put together a good golf after that. Everyone else just looked so frustrated by the end of that. But yeah, just really, really cool to see a guy like that who almost quit golf just 6 months ago.
I know.
Go on and win.
I was kind of sharing the results with my wife throughout the day, and she follows golf somewhat, and it's kind of fun because we'll watch it together from, you know, every now and then. And I was just giving her updates on the leaderboard as the afternoon went on. And I'm like, all right, there are six players that are under par. Okay, now there are four players that are under par. Okay, now we're down to two players under. And it's just like, that's what Oakmont does. And it's funny, you mentioned that you like watching these guys struggle and battle. when TJ was in on Friday, he's the complete opposite.
Oh. I mean,
he talked about, like, he loves watching Scottie Scheffler go out and put on a clinic and be 32 under par. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of with you. For me, it's fun at least one tournament a year to just watch these guys get beat up and, like, the grind and the mental capacity. And, I mean, like, there are all of these examples. Shane Lowry, like, had a, you know, mental break at one point and picked up his ball on the green without marking it. Like, that's what U.S. Open, honestly, in my opinion, is supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. When these guys are beating up, that's when you get these awesome moments like you do with J.J. Spahn. That putt that he made on 18 to win it, I think it was 64 feet 5 inches. The longest made putt of the entire tournament by anybody. And, of course, it comes on 18 by the guy who wins in the second-to-last group on Sunday. Just an absolutely incredible moment. I do feel for Sam Burns. He was playing probably the best of anybody, and then yeah. you said you were on the course. I don't know if you saw, but on hole 15, stripes his drive into the middle of the fairway, plugged the lie, and they come out and give him a ruling that he doesn't get relief of it.
They didn't give him relief.
Yeah, that it's kind of the biggest talking point aside from JJ Spahn's punt from the last round. He gets a plugged lie, and instead of going on and he puts it on the green, he has a birdie putt. Instead, he pulls it. It goes into a bunker 25 yards left of the green, and he ends up making a double bogey on that hole. And that's that cost him from that. He was never able to recover. He had a two-stroke lead, I think, at that point. Just really unfortunate, maybe at least a three-stroke swing for Sam Burns. But, I mean, yeah, just an absolutely electric tournament. Seeing Robert McIntyre in the clubhouse there, and even J.J. Spahn makes that putt, and he just collapsed. It was absolute theater yesterday. So fun to watch. So glad we got an epic U.S. Open like that.
Well, and I think that, you know, a lot of these players, that when everybody's going through it at the same time, the conditions and the course and the challenges and all of that, you just have to tip your cap to, you know, the other players that are actually able to execute, and that's what Robert McIntyre did. It's the first major championship win for J.J. Spahn at the age of 34. You know, for a lot of players that get up in their mid-30s and beyond, it can become fleeting. And you know what? There was another player that early on in the day on Sunday and really throughout the weekend that was right in the mix and then kind of faltered at the end. 44-year-old Adam Scott mm-hmm. was right there and was able to take on the conditions and, you know, figure it out. That was, I think, pretty impressive, too. Ultimately, he didn't win, but he had a good showing. Sam Stevens, the Wichita native, mm-hmm. he was in the mix early on Sunday as well before he ultimately faltered. And he ended up, I think, what, tied 23 for the U.S. Open. So a good result for Sam Stevens, the Wichita guy, in that tournament. We look ahead now to the final major of the year on the PGA Tour, and that's the Open Championship. You're going to be talking about probably rough conditions at times, too. It usually is when you go overseas. Is there a name on your list right now that you feel like this is the guy that is going to win the Open Championship?
It's always tough with the Open. I think John Rahm's playing excellent golf right now.
Yeah,
he was right there in the mix on Sunday as well, playing really well. I think he's in really good form. But, I mean, yeah, U.S. Open, it's just going to be it's kind of like the U.S. Open, just not to that extent, but it's, yeah, who can keep the ball straight, who can just make enough pars at the end of the day. Scottie's always going to be in contention there. And then you look at the guys that used to playing over there, the Tyrrell Hattons, the Shane Lowrys. So Shane Lowry was one of the favorites coming in this week, and then he was, I think, 18 over through two rounds. So
Rory, do you think Rory is going to be in the mix?
Rory's playing bad golf
right now.
Well, ever since they took away his driver.
He made the cut, though.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of players like Bryson DeChambeau didn't make the cut.
Exactly.
Rory made the cut.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm going to give you a name, and you already mentioned his name a moment ago in regards to the U.S. Open. Sam Burns. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's going to get that monkey off his back. He's played. He won the Canadian Open, right?
He lost in the playoff.
Lost in the playoff. That's right.
But he
lost
was right
in the
there.
Playoff. Almost won the U.S. Open mm-hmm. as well. He's going to get that monkey. He's already got 5 PGA Tour wins. He's going to get that monkey off of his back. I think he wins a major, and I think he wins the Open Championship. He's playing great golf right now.
Victor Hovland right there. He's probably, when you look at the list of the best players in the world who haven't won a major, Victor Hovland might be the guy who's at the top of that list. I'm just looking down, I don't know who else it would be at that point. Victor's going to get one here sooner than later, I would think, as well.
By the way, as we shift gears a little bit with golf, as we talked about before, the Wichita Open kicks off this week, Thursday and Friday. I know yesterday was the Augie Navarro Pro-Am, and it's the tournament where you've got the last couple of spots up for grabs in the tournament field. And I didn't recognize the names that qualified and made it in, but I think I saw that 8 under made it through, which is wild. I mean, mm-hmm. like eight, and you know, a lot of times players will go out to the Wichita Open and they can tear up that course a little bit. And, you know, it's not uncommon to see rounds of 62, 63, 64 out there on that course. But 8 under par, I mean, that's a 64 right there. And that got the final couple of spots into the Wichita Open this week.
Yeah, it's gonna the Open's always so fun. It's one of the premier events of the Korn Ferry Tour. I know I'm planning on being out there multiple days this weekend. It is gonna be so fun. We're gonna see the winning score is probably gonna be around 21, 22 under.
It usually is.
And we played the course together a couple weeks ago, and yeah. I think we just missed being on pace for that mark. It was
I wasn't 8 under. I can tell you that much. I do think it would be fun. Jacob and I talked about this like last week. You know how are you a YouTube golf guy? Do you watch like the influencers or whatever?
A little too much, yeah.
Yeah, so we think it would be fun next year to try to do, like to try to play the course before the Wichita Open in the conditions, in tournament conditions from the tips, and just see what we, and have it filmed.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you guys, can we get a camera crew to follow us around? Like we can all do that.
All we need is a phone, but I can probably make a call, yeah.
You know, and see, and then we post it online leading up to the Wichita Open.
Mm-hmm.
I know there were a lot of guys, like the major golf influencers that did that at Oakmont for the U.S. Yeah. Open. We can do that for the Wichita Open too. I would guarantee we're not shooting 8 under par. Not going to happen.
No, I don't. I think we could have scrambled and probably not shot.
Probably wouldn't have been
close. The
way
we were hitting it that day.
Yeah, probably wouldn't have been close. We'll tell you how you can win a round of golf out at Crestview with our great giveaway we're doing throughout the entire month of June. We'll do that in our next hour, so hang on for that. Details on how you can win a round for two plus cart out at Crestview. We'll also preview Game 5 of the NBA Finals. That's coming up in our next hour. And Jalen Thompson, our Royals insider, in less than an hour. Hang on for that. Tommy Caster, Brandon Zinner, Max Power producing. It's Sports Daily. We're coming right back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.